The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Ashley Narkle is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach. After our sojourn up on the roof last week, we're back in studio this week. The weather slightly more inclement, Ashley, but we've got great, great food to cheer us up. So what are we talking about this week?
We're going to talk about kimchi. Korean, so we've got beautiful Korean-style dishes and kimchi. So kimchi is this fermented food. It's like prehistoric, like 3,000 years old, like really, really old. But it's become this real kind of hot wellness trend again. We hear a lot about it. But all of it's in proper integrity, like it's actually proper good stuff for your gut. Do you know what I mean?
And is it actually Korean? Is that where it comes
Korean,
from?
Korean, like totally Korean. Like so much so that, you know the way we've got like UNESCO World Heritage Sites? There's UNESCO, I can't remember, it's like traditions and humanity. And there's certain things that certain countries and places claim as theirs. And North and South Korea have claimed and they've listed kimchi as... It's entangled
this is ours.
In,
you cannot have
in their
it.
Culture. So it's
you can eat it, but it's ours.
Totally. And it's not just a food to them. Like, it's a cultural pillar. It's part of society. They eat it so much. And I suppose, like, for us Irish people, like, and, you know, we weren't raised on kind of tangy foods, bitter foods. We were, you know, think dairy, like potatoes, turnips. So we're more used to that kind of blander, creamier palate. So for us to adjust to eating things like sauerkraut, like kimchi, it takes a bit.
So is kimchi like sauerkraut?
Like sauerkraut.
Same
process, same thing. So basically the vegetables have bacteria in them called lactobacillus. And what happens is the veggies then start to ferment. They start to age. They break down the other vegetables that are there. So like it's a living thing in your fridge. So when you make it at the first couple of days, it's slightly milder, it's slightly more bland. And then week two, week three kind of gets more funky, more punchy, more kind of pungent when you open
right.
it. So like it's, dare we say it's kind of a scary food in some capacity.
Okay.
You know, it's not like a simple, easy food that you think, I'm going to open this and like mayonnaise.
What's in it?
So it's made from like Napa cabbage is the kind of the traditional one. So it's made from a cabbage. It's made from daikon, from radish. And then so they're your primary vegetables. Then you have seasonings in there. So garlic, ginger, chili. And then there's normally a fish sauce goes in. And if you're doing
yes.
a kind of a vegetarian or a vegan variety, you would use things like dashi, kombu, miso. So they're like seaweeds that
yes.
have been infused into water to give it that flavour. So over time it goes. And like I suppose one of the lovely things is we've a lot of Irish companies who have started to do kimchi. You
okay.
know, there's really good companies out there who are doing... using Irish ingredients, making it. So that's nice that we don't have to, I suppose, imagine that it's coming all the way far.
Yes.
And Korean food is gorgeous too.
And is there health benefits to this kimchi?
Yeah, so it's the gut. Like the like there's other ones. So like it's full of vitamin A, C and K. It's really high in fibre. Studies were done where it was seen to lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure, weight loss, all of those things. But I suppose like the core thing you want to talk about is gut health. So those probiotics are in there. They're going to encourage more of that good bacteria to grow in your gut.
Mm-hmm.
Like ages ago, I was recommended to have a teaspoon of sauerkraut for my gut every morning on an empty stomach. First thing I do when I wake up
really?
In the morning, one teaspoon
and
of sauerkraut.
And you still do it?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I couldn't do it. I
Why?
Really,
it was manky?
Yeah, it just wasn't nice. And
yeah.
like first thing in the morning, it was too strong. I couldn't manage it. And I think for me, with kimchi, like my whole thing is meet people where they're at on their journey. So if I can kind of show us a couple of recipes
okay.
that we can buy kimchi, not buy it once and shove it in the back of the fridge and have it and eat it, I think that's like the best thing we can do.
Will we get into the recipes then?
Let's eat. Where do you want to start?
Where do you think I should start?
Well, I'll tell you what we have.
Yeah, do.
So we've got tonkatsu pork
okay.
with rice and then we're just doing straight up kimchi, right?
Right.
So this is going bold. Kimchi's on
okay.
top. We have got chicken gyoza.
Okay.
Which we're going to do with a kimchi and chili jam dressing.
Okay.
We have kimchi and prawn egg fried rice with a fried egg on top, like Nasi Goreng style.
Okay.
We have coconut chicken goujons with
look at
an
this.
Unreal Korean dipping sauce
yeah.
and kimchi mayonnaise.
Okay. Let's start with the pork then because
okay.
it is pure kimchi.
Okay, let's go with that. Get yourself balanced now, right? Because that's a pork chop. Okay, so we're going with a pork chop
okay.
here. So tonkatsu is really, really classic Korean food, right? So it's a pork chop. I suppose there's two ways of tenderizing it, right? You've got mechanical tenderizing and you've got chemical tenderizing. So
okay.
chemical is where you're using something like buttermilk. You're using that lactic acid to break down the pork. So you could soak it in buttermilk for like 12 hours, right? And then you get your rolling pin, put it between two sheets of parchment, flatten
yeah.
it out, dip it in egg, dip it in breadcrumbs, and then you shallow fry it. Now, what I found in the supermarket was this air fryer.
Oh, there it is, yeah.
Mix. So that's the kimchi
there's,
on top.
Yeah, there's a tang, isn't there?
Isn't there?
Yeah.
Like, there's it's punchy. It's
sorry, I should say, I had it just on its own. That's why I really got it there.
Yeah. And it, like, it is, like, if you even, like, sorry, I brought the jar of it here. Like, you know, you kind of take a sniff and go, like, you do get it. And this is actually one of the slightly more milder ones, I think, because I had a different one at home and it was definitely kind of punchier than this. But it's very classic. I suppose the classic way to have it in Korea is it goes with everything. It's a side dish. It's an accompaniment that goes with everything from soups to stews to pancakes.
Like ketchup.
Like, exactly. Like, that's genuinely, that is the best explanation of it. It's like ketchup. So think of it like that. So that tonkatsu, like katsu chicken curry, is lovely, right?
Yes.
But it's nice to try with something else, like the pork. So it's a really, really nice way to do it. And the pork, like the humble pork chop, I suppose, is getting a little bit of a makeover. So sorry, what I found in the supermarket was this air fryer. So Maggi is the name of the company. It was like an air fryer Korean barbecue breadcrumb mix.
Well, that's what's on that.
So it's a combination. So I use my own panko breadcrumbs, which are like a Japanese style, really dry breadcrumbs. So you get that crispiness. And I mixed in a little bit of those. So I checked the label. They're clean label. There was no MSG, no nasties in them. So I kind of thought that was nice. Put those in. So that's it straight up. You've kind of done the hard work now. That was the hardest way to do it. And it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice.
It adds a ping and a brightness to a dish.
Oh no, that's delicious now. Yeah. I wasn't really sure how I'd take that now, particularly given it was like sitting on its own.
Straight up.
Sauerkraut on top of my pork chop.
Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do the dumplings next.
Yes,
so these are gyoza, right? Normally the...
What's in these? Chicken, did you say?
Chicken, yeah. The remiss of, like, you know, you have to order them as a takeout. But I found them in the supermarket. There's an Irish company doing them. You can buy them frozen, 12 of them in a bag in the supermarket. And they're really, really good quality. This is a chili jam, okay? Irish made chili jam. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to drizzle some chili jam over them. So I steamed them. You can steam them or you can like boil them for 4 or 5 minutes. And then I'm going to dress them with, sorry, because I'm doing it just here in front of you now. I'm going to dress it with the kimchi and with the chili jam.
So the chili jam was drizzled over it and then some kimchi as well.
Just over the top. So we're using the kimchi almost like a garnish, like the Italians would kind of use like a gremolata or something like that. So it's this ping of kind of tangy, sharp brightness over the top. And the gyoza, the dumplings are kind of really... They're quite soft. The dough is like the pastry kind of on the outside. Neither of those words are right. Is lovely. It's kind of a fragrant, aromatic kind of minced chicken kind of mixture in the middle.
Yeah.
And then, so as I was heating them up, I just poured a little bit of soy sauce on the bottom. And actually in the supermarket, you can get a beautiful soy and ginger soy sauce. So it has, they're infused soy sauces with a little bit of flavour.
Yeah.
So you're getting that saltiness. And then the chili jam is the sweet. So it's still a little bit spicy, but it's bringing the sweetness. So what's happening is as you're eating the kimchi, that has that sour note, that kind of big funky note. The chili jam with the sweetness just kind of melds it all together. It brings it together, pulls it together really nicely. And it's another lovely way to do kimchi.
Oh, it's delicious. Really nice.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
There's lovely flavour off that. I really, really like that. Where do you want to go next?
Let's go with...
Do you need some refreshment, by the way, midway through?
Bubble tea.
Have you had bubble tea?
No.
So this is not my best version of a bubble tea, right? But I found it in the supermarket, which was very surprising because we haven't, like, it's not been available in the supermarket, really. So it's a fruit tea. So they're made... I wish you could see Kieran's face. I'm glad to say that's the most disgust I've ever seen from you, and it's not my food, so that's okay.
Bubble tea.
I know, but it's Korean. So that's why we're kind of going with green. And I just thought I was afraid it might be too kind of like hot and spicy or too much. So we said we'd give it a go. So it comes with this really big white straw. You've got these tapioca kind of pearls of like juice at the bottom. So this is a wild berry one. And the idea is then that you take the tapioca balls and then you take the juice at the same time.
You're meant to eat those yolks at the bottom.
You're meant to suck them up and then they pop in your mouth. Here we go. You get one?
That's so stupid.
That's bubble tea.
Sorry. Like, it's basically, it's Ribena with weird little kind of...
Tapioca balls at the bottom.
Yeah. Just a glass of Ribena.
That's it.
Yeah.
But it's a huge trend. It's a really, really big trend. And you can get one...
Because people can do things. They should.
You can do like a matcha tea. You can do a green tea. You can do an Earl tea. You can do milk teas. And then you can do fruit teas.
I recommend that you just have a glass. If you want fruit... Have a glass. If you want a fruit juice, just have a fruit juice. If you want a cup of tea, just have a cup of tea.
Okay, there we go. There's our answer for bubble tea. Egg fried rice with prawns and kimchi.
Lovely.
I love egg fried rice.
Yeah.
Leftover rice, so always cook your rice the day before. Allow it to go cold and then refrigerate it straight away. Your aromatics, things like onion, garlic, ginger in the bottom of the pan first. So, and one of the mistakes people make when they're doing the egg, I think, is that we don't put enough oil in the end of our wok. You do need plenty of oil, right?
Oh, that's lovely.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really, really nice. So what I did then was I popped in two eggs into the really hot oil. Allow them to kind of fizz and sizzle and kind of bubble up. And then you move your kind of spatula in a figure of eight, like you're kind of doing a scrambled egg, essentially.
Yeah.
Pulling the sides into the centre, pushing the cooked bit out. Bring all of that in. And then in there, sometimes we overkill it with veggies. And I didn't want to do that. So there's just really simply red pepper, green pepper. You've got your onion, your garlic, your ginger. And then I got really, really nice prawns. Pop the prawns in. Allow those to cook. The egg's already in. Into that went a little bit of soy sauce and sesame.
Yeah.
So sesame oil is in there and that gives it a really lovely note. And then I put sesame seeds in and then I got the kimchi. So when the kimchi comes in the jar, you'll find it's very chunky. It's like it's big pieces of cabbage. And it's and I think it's like when you think about what puts us off it, the smell when you open it first is a big smell. It's really a big mouthful to put in together. So what I did for every single dish, I just chopped it up. So I minced it up much smaller. So it becomes, you kind of disperse it a little bit better. And it just becomes more manageable, I think. And the kimchi flavours with the prawn, with the little bit of sesame, like the soy, it just goes really, really well. So it's another lovely way to have it and almost disguise it a little bit, you know, but you're still having it.
Mm.
So it's those clever ways of trying to get in the kimchi where you can, I think, is really important.
Yeah. Oh, that chopping it up is a great idea because you don't then get just a really strong mouthful 1 minute and nothing the next.
Exactly. And it's, like I said, I suppose because culturally we're not used to kimchi, but it is genuinely, I mean, the amount of people who, you know, will try and find a supplement for their gut, and we do loads of things for our gut. If this is such an easy win and you can find a good Irish company that are making it with real ingredients, you can buy it for €4 or €5, have the jar of it in your fridge and mix it into your, you know, different little dishes like this that are kind of easy wins. I think it's really good.
That's delicious. Really, really good. We have more to go.
You have one more.
Okay.
There's space for one more to go.
I'll try it.
So these are one of my favourites. Years ago, I was asked to be editor of Easy Food Magazine. They kind of had a special guest editor every month. And I developed this recipe for that years ago. And it was, so I'm going to pass you over a fork and a spoon. So the idea here now, right, is try a goujon first. And then
On its own.
Yeah, then pour some of the Korean dipping sauce over it.
Okay.
They're really nice, aren't they? So
lovely.
It's a little bit of coconut in the crumbs. So it's those panko bread crumbs and then it's a little bit of coconut and they're really nice. Now pour good loads of sauce. So the idea is that before
you... What sauce is this?
So this is my Korean dipping sauce.
Okay.
So it's sweet chili, 6 tablespoons of sweet chili, 6 tablespoons of soy sauce, a little bit of fish sauce, a little bit of sesame, grated in fresh garlic. And then you heat that up in a saucepan or in the loads of it, like good lashing of it, because once you taste it, you'll never want to not taste it. It is amazing.
Right, okay.
It's so good.
It's a lot on there now.
So what I would say is when you cook your goujons, and like, so you were panning them in flour, egg and breadcrumbs.
There's no kimchi in this set now.
No. So what...
Do I go with...
With this first to taste it, because it's so delicious.
Oh, that's really nice.
Isn't the dipping sauce lovely?
Yeah.
And like what I would do is I'd make up this dipping sauce. I just put it in a glass jar, keep it in my fridge. It'll keep for 2-3 weeks.
With it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little winner of a sauce. And like anytime you're doing anything, like even sausages off the barbecue, chicken goujons, like just coat them in that. And when they come out of the air fryer or the oven or the deep fat fryer, wherever you're doing them hot, straight into that sauce. Now, here's your kimchi mayonnaise.
Okay.
So big dollop of that kimchi mayonnaise kind of on top. So I've almost tried to design it like a coleslaw. In a way, because I mean, it is the cabbage and it's the carrot and it's the onion and it's the radish and stuff.
Okay.
And I was trying to think, okay, how can we, again, get people to kind of like it a little bit more? So I've started with kind of 50% mayonnaise, 50% kimchi. But I definitely think the more you get to like kimchi and the more you accept kimchi, you can totally reduce the amount of mayonnaise and just have more and more of the kimchi.
That's nice though.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's probably...
And is that the 50-50 one?
That's the 50-50. Yeah.
That's nice.
It's delicious. And like, think about if you're making a sandwich, you know, like if you, whatever your sandwich is or your banh mi or your little wraps or something, just get the kimchi out of the fridge, have it on the, you know, top shelf of the fridge, just take it out, chop a bit up, mix it in with your mayonnaise because it genuinely adds such a delicious flavour.
Sexy coleslaw.
There you go.
That's what it is.
There we go. That's what
we
call it.
Sexy coleslaw.
Sexy coleslaw from the one. That's it. That's a win. I just think it's a lovely way to do it. And with those chicken goujons, Like, you've got the sweetness. And again, it's about the balance. So the mayonnaise is bringing that kind of fatty creaminess. Yeah. Then you've got the balance of the kind of sharp, spicy Korean sauce that kind of hits high. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the crispy chicken goujon. And it's the coconut in the goujons. I just think that's the little win. Yeah,
I'm going to finish these goujons.
That's
what I'm going to do. In the meantime, Aisling Larkin, TV chef and the Mindful Eating Coach, thank you very much. As always, if you find Aisling on social media, any of her channels there, you will find details what we've been talking about and a whole lot more besides.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.